So two, I'll call this meeting to order. The first item on the agenda is a public hearing to allocate and expend the retention funds for unanticipated expenses, to accept and expend funds from the Title V Part B RLIS grant and the First New Hampshire grant.
Thank you.
Which are you going to see on me? How would you keep them? They're coming on the table there. We'll probably bring it.
So Colbert was able to retain $122,681 this year. So out of that amount, we are asking to retain $101,953 of that. So that will leave $20,728 remaining. A few of the items that we are asking to retain are to support the after-school program for the rest of the school year. We also need to install an antenna on top of the building to help with the radios for the buses, because we're having a lot of issues with communication with our buses, and the antenna on the building will actually alleviate that. And then we also have some unanticipated special education services and transportation costs, so that will take a portion of it as well. And then the two grants that we are looking to receive approval for, one of them is a Title V Part B RLIS grant. Those funds are going to be used to support our SSO or SRO officer, which is our school resource officer that's in the building. And then the other grant is called a First New Hampshire grant. And the title, sorry, it says Title V, but I think it's Title IV. Let me look at the application. Hold on. It's just two different things on the agenda. Title V. So it's a Title V RLIS grant. So we received $6,808.35 in that. Then the First New Hampshire grant, we received $3,781. And that one is to support, it's a Lego league, I guess is what it's called. And they get Lego kit materials, and it's for grades pre-K through 8. They do unit plans, and there's a bunch of learning and resources for that.
That's what Mr. Snyder talked about that day.
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
You can talk about that.
Yep. So those are the two grants that we're also looking for approval. So that's all I have to discuss. Does anyone have any questions?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Be right.
Okay, I have a question on all three.
Mm-hmm.
The first one, the Mornitz has the 101. So for the special education, is that because we have more, is there an increase on special education student? Is that why? Is it more like for teachers and stuff? Is that why we needed more funds like that?
So for special education changes, we are not permitted to talk about them in open session, but we could discuss it in non-public. Okay. If you prefer,
yeah.
Before we vote, but if we cannot discuss the details of that in public session.
And then for the Department of Education, this one year we have the current allowed indirect cost $88.35. What is that fees for? Is that books or something?
So the indirect costs, we're allowed to have so much, depending on the type of grant. I think on the first page, the page before that tells you like what the indirect cost rate is and then what the max allowed is.
Yeah.
So that grant, we would be allowed to spend $409.52. Basically, what we do is utilize it for like any of the administrative costs. So it goes back to the SAU. And that's after the grant has already been expended. So if we find something that we need to utilize that $88 for, like we need more funds for the SRO, we can move it to that activity and then we could have zero indirect costs.
So this one for the Department of Education, this is a new fund. It's not like we have this before.
No, nope, Title V is brand new this year. So there's two types of grants. There's SRSA, which is REAP funds that you can get through the government. And then there's Title V. And Colebrook actually was going to receive more money through Title V, so you can swap between the two. So we chose to apply for this one because you guys were going to receive more funding than the REAP grant.
And I take it this one would help fund for the school security officer to assist just in case we have issues with our students because we're seeing a lot of that lately, right?
Yeah, and we currently have enough funding. So I think there's only one day that we don't have funding for the whole school year. So it's really good that we have someone on hand every single day this year.
That's good. Now for the First New Hampshire Robotics. So I know Mr. Snyder have talked about this. Is there a possibility, is this type of thing, would this evolve to where eventually they go to a competition or not?
Can be said last year, and that would be the case if one team grant. They had a chance to implement the project in development.
So,
especially in the older groups.
In the older groups,
like the middle school.
Okay, because I'm looking at how it is allocated right now. And if that is the case, would they go back and ask for funding as for the cost for the transportation as well for that?
I would hope so. I would hope they would look probably for grants first. And a lot of times we like our extracurricular groups too. Like if it ended up becoming something like that, they do a lot of like fundraising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's cool. Thank you.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Yes.
Okay. So I am thinking that on this after school program that we should be collecting money from the parents. I talked with several schools. The school in Newfound, they charge $8 a day unless you need financial help. I don't know what they charge if you need financial help. This year they're not charging anything because they did receive a grant like we have in the past. Whitefield has a program, but they go to Safe Haven, not at the school, and they are paying. Groveton, same. Lancaster, same. None of them are having this after-school program that is leading us as the taxpayers to pay.
So when you say Whitefield, Groveton, Lancaster, who's, is it the parents that are paying to go to?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Unless they fill out, Whitefield has an after school recreation center and they pay $10 a day, or if they want to fill out the financial paperwork, it's $5 a day. So I think we got to start having the parents take a little responsibility for this and pay towards this, because this is 17,000 just for the additional days. How much are we paying total for the year for this after school program?
I think it's going to be close to 26,000 probably.
Yeah. So I'm thinking, why don't we start a fee for this? See where it gets us.
So in our last meeting, we did discuss this. It's on the agenda again because we have to, the board has to vote to approve to expend the retention funds. Some other communities, and I don't know about the ones you mentioned, Rhonda, because I haven't spoken to them, but other organizations like the YMCA or the town recreation department actually pay for or run the programs. It's something that we might want to look into in the future. In fact, something we could talk with the town select board about to see if they're interested in enrolling that project into the recreation program versus having the schools take it on if we don't have grant funding to cover the cost. But for now, with the fact we discussed last meeting, that the fact that so many area daycare centers have closed and there's very little options available after school for parents, that it seemed like it was in our students' best interest to continue to provide the program this year, even though we weren't able to raise all of the funds through grants. This is a retention fund, so it's funds that the school board has allocated for unanticipated expenses. But I would be in favor of looking for other funding sources or other organizations in the future. So to find a way to have another organization take it on.
I could see having this program, but if you're going to send your kids to daycare, you're paying daycare. So we don't have daycare anymore. They can pay a fee that will help cover some of the expenses of this additional program. That's what I'm feeling. I could see having it. I can just see that
we have to have another entity take it on. The schools, you know, we aren't in a position to be collecting funds for a daycare. We're not a daycare. So we definitely would want to partner with somebody like our rec department, or you know, we don't have a Y in our community, but there might be another organization, another school, another daycare that would want to come and support it for us. And we haven't explored all of that, but it's definitely an option.
I think a problem you would have with the rec center is they currently have rec programs year-long or year-round, whether it's the plays they put on or the programs during the summer or the sports programs after school. They don't have the personnel. And the rec center, even with them collecting money that they do, they're not self-sufficient. They still have tax dollars that go towards paying to upkeep the rec center for the program going.
If we're not a daycare, why are we providing daycare service?
We are providing after-school program services. I'm saying that,
but it's being disguised as that. But it's daycare services. You just said that the daycare is closed, mm-hmm. So now we have more. Mm-hmm. So where?
Right.
Where are daycare now?
We have been offering after-school care, and up until this year when we didn't have the grant funds, it's been an institution in this school. I don't know for how many years. I know Mrs. Noyes is here. Can you address how long we've been providing the after-school program here in school?
So at least since 2015. Prior to that, there was another program we had 1 year before, but with Project Aware, we started ours in 2015.
Right. So it's in an institution here in the school. I'm suggesting if you'd like to look at another way to fund it, there would be a variety of things we could explore. And one was the rec program. I understand your point, Tim, that the program is very busy and has a lot of other things going on after school and so on. But I'm just letting you know that at this point in time, it is a need for our families. And the board voted in our last meeting to take it forward for a vote on the retention fund.
Retention funds, I mean, that was funded from last year's budget, right?
Correct.
So
it's basically whatever you have for surplus, whatever is an excess to what you promised the taxpayer that you would return
so
as retained.
So using the funding this year to support the after school program has zero tax impact.
Correct.
Well, we've already paid the tax.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's tax impact. It's been paid.
No additional tax impact.
Right.
Is there any other discussion? We aren't actually making any decisions on this till later on in the meeting, but this is a public hearing. So is there any other discussion from the public? Or anybody?
I was just, I haven't been able to come a couple Tuesdays.
I'm going to take the microphone. So
I'll...
Thank you.
I've missed a couple meetings, but I just had a quick question, and I'm not sure who might have an answer, or maybe there is no answer yet. But I was wondering how the new grading system was working. I think it's just at the high school level right now, but I heard that there's been some hiccups going on with that, and I was just wondering like what was happening with it.
You want to give a few minutes to so this public hearing.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, that's
okay.
We'll get right back to that.
Okay. All right. Sorry.
It's been a month. We're a little.
Yeah, sorry about that.
So, is anything else related to the use of unanticipated or to use the retention funds or the two grants, John?
I just wanted to say when we started the after school program in 2015, it was because there's a lot of evidence and data that supports having an after school program as a protective factor for students and communities. So communities where kids after school are just sent out and there isn't any after school programming, there's more negative effects to the community. So there's more substance use, more mental health. I've even seen that pregnancy rates are higher once you get into middle and high school when there aren't after school things. So we were looking for what are some protective factors and things we can put into place for these families, for these students, because we all know that we have a really bad drug issue in the community and a lot of other mental health issues and things like that. And it all starts with when they're in elementary school. And I think it's super important. And it isn't a daycare. I don't know how many of you guys have gone to the after-school program. There's help with work. Then there's a lot of different activities and programming that they do with the students. And it's even when before the daycare is closed, we had 30 kids sometimes who would be here after school. And it's just extending their school day and extending their learning.
Yeah.
So in the after school program,
you really need to use the mic.
Because there's recording.
In the after school program, how many adults are there in the, I know there's students there that are helping out, but with the increased number of children coming to that program, is there an increase of adult supervision also?
There's two staff members right now and 20 students. So there's one per 10 students right now.
There's two paras.
Two staff.
Staff members, yeah. Yep.
Weren't that 30 students?
I said 30. That's back when we started it. We
have trying to find what I received.
Anything else? All right. Move on to the next item on the agenda. Roll call. We're all here. Any agenda adjustments?
We did have one. No, you're not fishing. No. Oh.
No. And then the only other thing is that non-public, right? Is not a non-public.
Right, we're not going to. Less well, actually, there's a class to talk about, so we will
do that. It won't be under that It'll be under C.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Reading of them. No special reports.
Absolutely.
All right. Reading of the minutes. Over school board meeting minutes of October 3rd. Is there a motion relative to those minutes?
Oh, I'll second it.
Is there a motion, Tanya? Second by Deb. Any discussion? Those in favor of approving the minutes signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no. Motion carries. All right, next item, hearing of the public. So it is 6:22. I'll open it up for hearing of the public. You want to come up? I mean, I already heard your question, but so you're.
Do it again?
Yeah. Well, just.
Okay. Great question.
My question was, I was just wondering if there's any update on this new grading system that was implemented, I guess, this year. And I've talked to a couple high school students, and they're concerned about it because I guess it's having some hiccups. And it's actually, they just said, I guess it's a computer hiccup and that it's being worked on. And a couple of the students actually had mentioned that this whole grading system, new grading system, was established to be a helpful tool for the teachers, and that actually some teachers are pretty frustrated with it. So I'm just kind of asking about that.
Do you have any updates on?
Well, our report cards are going out later this week. So, you got them already. Sorry, I wasn't sure if it was today or tomorrow. So maybe you've got them already. So those are our first report cards with a new student information system. Our staff received training in August. Almost everyone from this district came to an August 9th training. We had another training on the first admin. We had several opportunities for the teachers to become familiar with it. But whenever you make a change to a new computer system, it is a challenge because you have to learn new procedures. But my understanding is that the teachers have been getting a lot of support. We had presented at our last SAU board meeting in August about the new student information system and our progress toward competency-based learning. So I think if at this point in time, we're anticipating if any questions about individual grades arise, Debbie, if you or your family have questions, that you'd best start with your child's teacher. And then if you're still unclear, call us, Kim, Tia, myself, and we'll do our best to help with any questions you have. But whenever you do make a switch to a new system, you know, it's a learning curve for certain. Yeah. We have been implementing for, let's back up. The board has a policy that requires that we implement competency-based education. We are one of the last districts, I think, in the state to actually begin that process. Most districts started about 14 years ago. So the great news is that we have a lot of other experiences from other districts to look at and to reflect on, and we've made a lot of adjustments based on those experiences. But competency-based education is being clear with students what your targets are as you teach, and then assessing their progress toward those targets in a nutshell, if you had to boil it down. It is a change. And as I said before, change requires transition, but we're more than happy to answer any questions. It's best if you ask them in relation to your own child's program, grades, et cetera. So just encourage you to reach out. Yep. Jen Matthew is our expert in this whole matter, and I know that she would be very happy to respond to any questions you have, but I think the best thing is to talk to the child's teachers. Kim, if you want to add anything in your report, feel free.
And all the teachers are available to talk to.
tomorrow. Parent conferences are tomorrow. Right.
Thursday.
Thursday.
Right?
Tomorrow evening.
No.
Right. So all the parents, everyone's been invited to come in and make appointments.
Make appointments. So hopefully they've done that. If you're one of those people that hasn't, call and make an appointment.
Okay.
Great.
And there's another. Have you been in the grading system, the ALMA system?
Mm-hmm.
So in there, I mean, it's not very intuitive to use. It took a little bit of clicking around for me. But there's a way to get to each kid's class, and then you can email the teachers directly or message them directly from within there too, which is
And you could just call the office if you want to make an appointment.
Christine?
Can we go back to the magnetic school program, or do you want to wait until the other part?
Right now, it's open to whatever you want to talk about.
Okay. So currently there's 20 students. Currently there's 20 students in the after school program, 3 at kindergarten, first grade of 4, second grade is 7, third grade is 2, and fourth grade is 4. So that's down significantly. Thank you.
Anything else? Take a motion then to close hearing in the public.
Mm-hmm.
6:28 second. Second by Tanya. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no. So it's 9 after minutes. Go over to the end of the year.
There's something.
We just have a question. Is the whole school doing competency based right now?
The whole district, the whole SAB.
Oh, the whole SAB. Yeah. At the direction of the State Department of Education.
For some reason, I thought since not.
Yeah, they're. We've
been working on it since 2019 in terms of teacher training.
Joey, I don't know if you remember Jen's presentation about it at the SAU board meeting. I think you came. Yeah, that was an overview for the board. Yeah.
All right, next item, school administrator's report.
So I sent my report to you last week. I do have an addition to the donation. So if you notice on the bottom, Kevin McKinnon donated some tools to the Woods program, which we are grateful for. And I just want to let you know that Mr. Allen received another donation this week from Brett McKinnon, Ledgewater Lumber. He received a donation of wood for the Woods program of about $400. So thank you to Mr. McKinnon. And just wanted to remind you of the Veterans Day breakfast and assembly that's happening this Thursday morning. If you want to come, you are more than welcome. And if you know any veterans that you can invite, they are more than welcome. Any questions on my report? Yes.
I think it's just a small thing. The PTO, by the way, did amazing craft fair on the 4th. And I think we should also add, I think the Key Club also hosted a chili and mac and cheese as well that day for the activities. I think that's it.
Yes. And as of today, actually, the student council came to me about doing a food drive for Thanksgiving. And the other thing that didn't get on here, because I sent this last week, Amy Karen and the Builders Club is doing a snack teaming up with
the little things
flower shop, Delaney, and they're doing a snack box for students for like during school, maybe bring home. That just happened too after this went out. So those two additions as well.
Thank you.
What would the box be? Is the box going to be in the school?
Is it okay?
For the snack?
Yeah.
So you can bring it. There's a box out here in the main door. You could also always just drop it off at the office. And I think you can also drop it off at the little flower shop.
If you drop it off there, you get entered into a raffle for a prize. But yeah, we do have boxes here at the school.
Along those same lines, I've had someone call over to the town office and they were willing to donate a number of meals to needy families. So I was wondering if we could get some names. If you guys had anyone that you had better insight than we do sometimes. Okay.
Can we add that from the turkey thing? If you're going to do meals, I know they're trying to do if they're going to do that meals that you were saying, I know they're doing like the turkey things that they usually do this time of year for the Thanksgiving.
So we haven't had that confirmed yet. I talked to the student council president just this evening before I put the post on because they haven't been able to confirm yet if the turkeys. I think the Board Patrol is doing a fundraiser to pay for the turkeys. Last year we did 30 boxes to families with 30 turkeys, and we're not sure yet how that's going to play out, so we didn't put that on there yet. So if it does, we'd definitely be grateful for that, for sure.
We do usually the counseling department, so myself and Valrella, will go. We know our students' families really well, so we will typically call them and arrange for that. So just so that a lot of people aren't involved, like obviously we're a really proud community. So if that's something that you need a little help with, we'd love to do that.
Is Builders also doing pie sale as well this year?
Yeah. So we do have, I think our student is going to report out on that. But yes, our pie sale is coming. So if you know, there are a lot of calls for your pies. So if you happen to make one, there's a little.
Anything else for me?
All right.
Okay.
So as far as club updates, high school student council worked on the Halloween carnival in October, and then this month they will be doing a food drive to donate to those in need. GSA meets every Tuesday during lunch, and they just put up a new bulletin board with the theme "We All Belong." Builders Club, their members raised over $200 trick-or-treating for UNICEF. The money will be used to provide food, water, and medicine to children around the world. They will also be teaming up with the Little Things Flower Shop to do a snack drive for CAS students. And they're also preparing for their annual Thanksgiving pie sale, which will be on November 21st. And then 100% of those profits are donated to local families in need of fuel assistance. Granite State Challenge, they are trying to get the interest up. There are no current members, but there was one student that expressed interest. Middle School Student Council, they hosted a Halloween dance where 38 middle school students attended, and it brought in almost $50, which will be used to purchase prizes for the Student Council Rewards, which is a student-led prize giveaway for students who did well quarter one. The students planned the event, which will take place on the 9th. Lego Club, each section meets weekly and have been well attended, with 26 students regularly attending their meetings. They are 1 hour after school on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Key Club did the Haunted Hallway, a chili cook-off, and they are now preparing for holiday events with Kiwanis. Drama Club is working on the musical Legally Blonde. That will be showing Friday and Saturday, November 17th and 18th at 6 p.m. at the Tillerson Center, and they hope to have a very good amount of people go to watch it. Skiing, the final roster is in, and they will start after Christmas. Yearbook is meeting every Wednesday, and they have put together pages for events that have happened so far. Public Speaking Debate Club, we're getting ready to do our Veterans Day Assembly this Thursday, also working on the upcoming oratorio competition and discussing future possible events. And then we did put out a Google form this time for any kind of student concerns, and a lot of students did express that they were very frustrated with the grading system and how formative and summative work, and we're just very frustrated with how that's all going.
Thank you. Any questions for Jamie?
One quick question. You guys, how much did you guys raise for the chili, and what are your plans for the money that you raised?
I had not heard yet because I was not part of that particular thing. So that was not included in the form that I put out, but I can always ask.
That would be great. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Anything else?
Can I just add something to what she just said? She missed something. So four members of the Key Club spent last weekend, Halloween weekend, at Great Northwood Center for the Arts, taking part in the Haunted Hayride and Friends of Forest. Okay. Help people through and stuff. How scary.
It's a great haunted house here.
All right, that's it. Thank you. Next item, CTE and guidance.
So we have a lot coming up. As you can see in my board report, with culinary having a boot camp coming up, there's a lot of different things that happen in the fall. One thing that I did want to add to this is today we found out that our five students who applied to be a part of the LNA program were accepted into the program. So we will have five of them joining in the spring to work towards their certification. Do you have any questions for me?
Sorry. One quick question. I know Canaan is having like cake wars that has like kids from Cobra, Canaan, in Pittsburgh. Is that part of the culinary group? Is that ours for the CTE? Mm-hmm. Or that's something different?
If it is, I haven't been told.
Okay. I was just hoping it's from our CTE too.
Anything else?
Nothing saying that it couldn't become part of our culinary CTE program.
All right, thank you. Next item, superintendent report.
Hello again. There are a few things of note in my report. I think the most important is setting the date for our Colebrook public hearings of your budget and annual school district meeting. Wanted to make one correction, if you will. The Clarksville meeting is actually a Wednesday, I believe. But in any case, everything on this meeting list is set right now, other than Colebrook. Colebrook is just happened to be the last in the group of districts to get together to address when they would like to set their meetings. So one thing to keep in mind is that according to Mr. Stevens, the Colebrook Select Board has set the annual town meeting on their traditional date of the 12th. Is that right? In the evening? And so I had listed on this for you the date that you had held your annual school meeting, which is generally a 1 week prior to the town meeting. This is not a final decision. It's just letting you know where you typically fall. So you can look at the other dates in March and determine if that's the best meeting date for you. But the other dates have all been voted upon by their school boards. So as far as when we hold the public hearing on the budget, it has to be between 15 and 30 days of the date of the annual school meeting. So that date may have to be adjusted depending upon what date you select. So I'd like to, I know we have that later on in the agenda, but I think it's a topic we could discuss right now. That's all right. So okay with you?
Yeah.
Okay. So what are your thoughts about your future annual school meeting? You like to hold it on March 5th or on a different night? What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I'm not going to be here until March 5th. Hopefully, I'm going to camp and hopefully, I'm going to be going to Florida.
Do you
want
to take me? You're going to talk
for it? No, that was it.
Okay.
No, I don't know the exact dates yet, but I know I won't be here for that.
Okay. The only reason why we can't select the same night as another town is because the business manager and the superintendent have to be present at your annual school meeting. So your meeting dates have to exclude those other evenings.
Any other thought? Any motion?
Make a motion to hold on March 5th.
Motion for March 5th at 6 p.m.
Second.
Is there any other discussion?
I won't be here.
Are you going to be here any other night that week?
No, not that week. And I'm not sure of the dates yet. I don't know if you guys want to wait till after dates, but you don't.
And we need to publish it and let people know. So
any other discussion? The motion right now is for March 5th.
It's traditionally where we held it.
Yes.
The week before
the town meeting.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. Those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no.
No.
Motion carries.
Along the same lines, setting your public hearing, it will work to meet on Tuesday the 6th. February, that's 28 days before, so it's within that range of 15 to 30 if you would like to.
And that's
February.
And that's a
Tuesday.
Is that one of our normal board meeting nights?
So you could have the public hearing before your board meeting. And then finish with your board meeting.
Okay. Is there a motion to set the date for the public hearing?
Motion to hold the public hearing on February 6th, 2024.
Second by Deb. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no. Motion carries.
Okay, any other questions about my report? This is Principal's Appreciation Month, so yay! Our principal and our assistant principal. So, sorry, no flowers. And also, I have a Thanksgiving message, which we'll be sharing with the staff. It's a wonderful time of year. We're very grateful for all of our staff and our students and everything that we've, everything they do each and every day. All right. I also have a few items underneath my report. One of them is the proposal for part-time teacher appointment for the art program. We're so excited that Michelle Desmond is able to return part-time. She had been our art teacher last year. Her return will be for students from grade 12, middle and high school. We'd like to have your permission to re-employ her for this year.
Is she part-time because she's 6 through 12, or is she
part-time because she's part-time? Part-time is 6 through 12. The full-time includes all the elementary classes. So part-time is every middle school has, right, they have certain times of the year that they experience art. And then there are high school art classes. All elementary students, PK through 5, have weekly art classes. So that portion is not included in her appointment. So we'll continue with the substitute part-time that we've been working with for the elementary students. The major leader.
Motion by Joey to approve the appointment. Second by Robert. Any discussion?
I have a question.
Are we using the kiln? Are we able to use the kiln?
We are able to use it.
It's my understanding we're not using it.
We're not using it, but we are able to use it. I think that's a question we would have to have the principal follow up on. I don't think anyone.
So are you wondering if we would be able to start using it with Michelle?
Yeah, that's one aspect. But also some of the elementary students would like to fire some pottery as well.
Kim, could you look into that? Thank you.
Any other discussion related to the appointment of Michelle Desmond? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no. Motion carries. Next item, accept donations from Kiwanis for the amount of $1,000.
Yes, and that's only
one of the donations is from Kiwanis, and the other part of it is from an individual. So the first donation is from the Division II Kiwanis Council, which is another outside of the area Kiwanis group. And their donation of $500 is in honor of Mr. and Mrs. John Falconer for their service to Kiwanis as governor in 2023. So that was something that they had raised. And with your approval, we'll be able to deposit those funds into our expendable trust. The other is for $500 from John Strasburger, who is a relative of Michelle Strasburger, who is our PTO president, and that is in the amount of $500. So we need a motion to accept.
So we need a motion to accept those donations.
Move to accept the donation.
We'll do a second by Joey.
A unanimous motion.
Is there any discussion related to the motion? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no. Motion carries. Anything else?
No, that's it for me. Thank you.
All right. Bridget? Yeah, fill out the form.
Oh, I was going to ask you.
As best I could.
All right.
Let me get to that.
Perfect. So the first item under me is to accept the two grants. So like I said before, Title V, $6,800.35. That's the first one. I need a motion to accept and expend.
How much that means?
Motion by Deb, second by Tanya. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no. Motion carries.
And the second grant is that first New Hampshire grant for the Lego League, and that is in the amount of $3,781.
So
moved. Motion by Deb, second by Roberts. Any discussion on the first New Hampshire grant? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no. Motion carries.
The next item is to accept and expend the retention funds from the handout that I provided earlier. In the amount of, now I got my green sheet here. And I'll make it clear, it's up to this amount. So if for some reason we don't spend it, we will not be allocating that amount. So if after school program ends up being less, we're not going to be spending it. If the special ed costs end up being less, we will not spend the full amount. And then whatever you don't spend, get back into your surplus at the end of the year. So the amount we're anticipating is
$101,953. Motion by Robert, second by Deb. Discussion? None, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye. All those opposed signify by saying no. Motion carries.
And the next item is the board member audit questionnaire. This is something our auditors require for the board chair to fill out every year, and then we just need to review it with the board members to say, yes, we filled it out. We're going to send it to the auditors, and that's it. So, Nate, you said you've got it completed?
For the most
part. Okay.
Yeah, there was a couple things I didn't know. And then it, I don't know what other school boards did they fill out all this too?
No,
like all the background
of service and a brief description of background.
Yeah.
You see that?
I don't recall them.
Questionnaires looking for a small resume for each one. So I didn't fill it out.
No, that's
mine is online.
I'll send it to them if they require it.
Yeah, so I filled it out. So I don't know. I mean, we need board action to allow me to sign it and turn it in so I can hand this down to everybody. You can take a look at it. If it looks good, somebody give a motion.
I'll make a
motion.
Yeah, we'll let them review it real quick.
Sam's name is this one.
I don't remember that being on last year.
No,
I don't either.
Oh, that's new. Almost like they want you guys' resumes too.
Yeah. Yeah. Discussion. You want me to change anything? Give them me sign the motions for me to sign it. Hearing nothing, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, by saying no. Motion carries. We'll be doing this exact same thing again on Thursday.
Yeah, that's the same. The next item, I actually am going to table it because our proposals aren't due back until November 17th. So obviously, it's only the 7th today, so we've got another 10 days to get more quotes in. So we will have you guys approve the annual report proposals on your next meeting.
Okay.
All I have. Actually, I have one more thing. Sorry.
Is that what the...
Yes. Yeah. Yep. It's the printers, and then you guys choose which printer. I have one more thing. Sorry. I'm obviously working on the budget, and the one thing I'm asking all the boards is their an anticipated increase that you want me to put in for the elected officials, which is you guys as board members, treasurer, clerk, moderator, all of that. And if so, you have an idea on what you want for an increase?
Can't remember the last time. Currently, a school board member gets paid $1,000 a year. Chairman's 1200. Think the hot if we could ever hire a minute taker, they make 1004 a year.
And I know other districts do it, like they do it per hour sometimes.
Yeah.
Too,
I think it's up to that
way. Yeah,
yeah. So I mean, we could maybe look at changing. It would be nice to have a dedicated minute taker.
Mm-hmm. I was speaking with some other superintendents, and they do like a certain dollar amount per meeting if it's going to be 2 hours, and then a certain amount per hour beyond that time. Like $125 a meeting was a suggestion. So it's, you know, you certainly have a variety of different things you can consider, but $1,000 is probably not minimum wage, really. You think about that time.
But no.
Right.
No.
That would be below.
Yeah. Which is probably why a lot of them do by the hour. And
yeah.
That way, yeah, they don't have to worry
so,
about that.
I mean, I'd like maybe if you could like
bring back
some options for that.
I can do that.
I mean, I don't.
We
don't
have
know
one.
What's everybody else's opinions? We haven't. We haven't gotten a pay raise in as long as I've been. It's been longer than that, and I don't really care if I get a pay raise or not. So
I didn't know we got paid for it. I'm excited, so I don't even care. It's just too much fun.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
I think it's perfectly fine.
Yeah. The only thing I'd like to see is if we could get somebody in here dedicated for minute taking.
Yep. And I've seen it range from $12 an hour to $17 an hour. So
just to have the record of the transcript of everything that's said here.
Yeah.
To write the notes.
There's free programs that you could play this recording to that literally write down every word.
Most minutes are not a verbatim. Most of them are section by section summary and motions. If you look at other times.
Thank you. Okay. The next item is Building Expansion Committee report. The report in your packet. The only part of it that I was around for, we had a meeting on the 21st. As a committee with New Hampshire Listens Director Michelle Holt-Shannon to prepare for two community conversation meetings, which were held on the 25th and November 4th. And I can't speak to anything else there because I wasn't able to attend.
You only want
I don't know if you want to
speak. In your report, as you can see, we talked about the fact that after the meeting on October 21st, we were jumped right into the community conversation meetings. And, you know, a huge thank you to all of our building committee members and board members who attended those meetings. And some of you went to a couple of them. Some of you served as facilitators, and we just appreciate your work so much. But I have a special thank you to our students. We had three students from the education program when on the first meeting, Kathy came along with them. And on Saturday, we had six or seven students from Key Club, and Don joined them at their table. And their insights and their comments were the most relevant and impactful as far as I am concerned, because they are in this building every day and they know what's going well and what areas we need to improve. And I think that Jamie's comments, I'm sorry she wasn't here for me to say this, but Jamie's summary of the Key Club comments on Saturday were really excellent. And I do have recordings of those commented sessions, and we'll be placing them on the website. The report for the community conversations is going to be prepared by New Hampshire Listens. They're going to compile all the notes and feedback and priorities that each group came up with, and they'll prepare a report that will be published by Thanksgiving. So I don't have anything more detailed to share with you. What I just passed out to the board is kind of a synopsis of what has happened, when the report is due, and then the last part of the first page and following pages. This is the background on the school expansion project that was compiled and reviewed by members of the groups, and this became a part of their conversations. But all in all, it was extremely enlightening. I personally learned quite a lot about various folks' points of view, and that was the goal, was to find out more that we can, as much as we can, about folks' views of the project so that we can reflect on that and the school board can discuss it and decide how to proceed moving forward. Also at our last meeting, the capital campaign subcommittee met, or since that time, excuse me, the capital campaign subcommittee met, and the outreach efforts of that group include donation letters, community connections with people and organizations, events, donor follow-up, and also tomorrow, for any of you who are interested, the PTO is sponsoring a free alumni luncheon for all of our Colebrook Academy alumni at the Tilly, and it's going to be at noon. So all of you are welcome to attend. Any board members can walk, whether you're alumni or not, I'm sure you'd be welcome. But we're also inviting all of our community members in the area. So there's been some information out there on Facebook about that. I hope folks are going to be able to join us.
All right. Any questions? Next item on the agenda, new business. We took care of one. We're going to take care of another one. Proposed joint meeting date for Colebrook and Columbia school boards. So the proposed date is January 2nd. You guys good with that? So motion by Robert to hold it on January 2nd. Is there a second? Seconded by Tim. Tim Hardy. Beat you to it. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no. We meet on January 2nd. Next item, information. Don't have anything listed. So next item is hearing of the public is 7:03. So I will open this up for anybody to say anything.
I just have.
Yeah, I know.
I'm tired of that. I don't.
This is just information for Kim and Tia. For students that might need volunteer hours, I know on Wednesday night, the night before Thanksgiving, down here at the Monadnock Community Church, they're going to be serving the people on Thursday, and they're looking for maybe some help from the students to just come and peel vegetables and set up the tables for Thursday at the Monadnock Church. I think that Wednesday is the 23rd, or is Thursday the 20th? But anyway, it's the day before Thanksgiving.
Is Wednesday, 21st is Monday, right?
Yeah,
yes. Yeah, I believe, yes.
So you're looking for them to be there November 23rd.
Wednesday before Thanksgiving. Okay, so it'll be the 22nd then. Yep, and it's going to be, they're going to be starting there like at 3 o'clock, so after school.
Wednesday.
Wednesday.
Yep.
Yep.
Wednesday.
At 3. The contact person is, for that would be Dean Woodard Neary. Yep. So I have his number if you need it, but you probably already have it. So
thank you.
Great. Anybody have anything else?
Sure. Oh, so when I raise my hand, right?
Yes.
So you're looking at March 5 for your annual meeting, correct?
Yep.
February 6 for the public hearing. So when are your warrant articles due? By February 6?
That would be when, yeah, we have the public hearing and then we vote to approve them after that.
They're presented
at the public hearing.
And then they could be like revised or adjusted or whatever after that.
If the intent gets changed too much, we would have to have another public hearing.
Right.
I
wouldn't want to make any comments about those specific issues because it's we rely on our attorney to advise me about the warrant articles and we also require the DRA requires
give them the
articles.
In the microphone.
Sorry.
So I just wouldn't want to answer questions that are general like that because we do require we are required to have the vision of revenue approve all of our warrant articles, all the towns and across the state. So we also have we take the advice of our attorney as far as any adjustments that are made that he also reviews all of them. So stay tuned, I guess. I don't know exactly what you're asking, but
well, so I'm wondering at what point in time you're going to decide that you will or will not include a warrant article about the building addition, because I know your goal
is to
raise the funds without taxpayer.
February 6th would be
the date that you're going to really, really, really know.
Yeah.
So between today and February 6th, a couple months, you have to raise almost $6 million.
Yeah.
Is it going to happen, do you think?
Yeah.
And I know that's conversational. It's not, I'm not asking you to tell me that.
I don't know.
Do you have any goals in mind? There's no grants, I believe, between now and then you could probably apply for.
I don't know.
Well, this is the public hearing part and I'm allowed to ask whatever I want. So, the second thing is, how would you or could you? I mean, I know you're trying to raise funds. You know, you've got the PTO is doing a number of things, but it's very minimal considering how much you need to raise.
Yeah, I mean, there's a subcommittee of the building expansion committee that's what they're working on. So
right. So there's just not going to be an answer until somebody steps forward and says, "Here's $5 million," or
I mean, you'll know
February 6th.
You'll know February 6th when
as
we
much
present
as you
the guys. Articles.
And probably next month at your meeting, you'll know a little bit in January. Okay, that's fine. Thank you.
Anything else? Yeah, still have plenty of time. We do have a non-public we need to get into, so if nobody has anything, we will close this early and go into non-public. Motion by Robert. Second by Tim. Any discussion? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed signify by saying no. Motion carried. And before everybody walks out, upcoming meetings, there's an SAU meeting this Thursday, 6 p.m., Clarksville Town Hall. And our next school board meeting is Tuesday, December 5th at 6 p.m. right here.
Were you recording tonight or
and I need a motion to enter non-public RSA 91A3 to C.
Okay, have a good night. You too.
Thank you.
Motion by Tanya, second by Deb.
Wait, what's happening?
Hi.